The Virtuous Woman. Brought to you by The Way of Peace Ministries and Sarah Folks International, bringing the gospel of peace to all women. Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley is the author of the book Virtuous Woman and pastors the Church of the Living Stone in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota, and is the founder of Sarah Folks International. It's Pastor Elizabeth's passion to stir up women for Jesus Christ and empower them with what the Word of God has to say about them. Now let's get into this week's message. Here's Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley.
Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we want to thank you once again because you are the Lord, because power belongs to you. Be thou glorified in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, we pray that you will give us the grace to allow you to be the Lord in our marriages, that we will allow you to be in our marriages, in our thought, in our communication, Lord Jesus, that our focus will be on you. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do this for us. Our home will be healed, and it will be a place of safety and refuge. In Jesus' name, amen. We want to continue with Zipporah, the wife of Moses. We realize that in that verse 25 of Exodus chapter 4, that we could see so many things. We could write volumes of who Zipporah was. That Zipporah was very, very rude, even at that point of death, that our husband was dying. And so let's try and look at some of the things that can cause conflict in marriage. Conflict, we have to understand what it means. It means opposition or clash. Can conflict be prevented in marriage? I don't think so. Because even if two angels are married, they will still have conflict. But it's our attitude, the way we are able to handle conflict, that will determine whether we are children of God or not. Let's look at some of the conflicts that can surface in a marriage. There could be differences in the way we are brought up, our backgrounds. This can cause conflict. Because one can be raised in a rich family, the other one is raised in a poor family. This can continue to cause clashes in that relationship. But God, when we are looking unto God, the author and the finisher of our faith, then we are not looking at the background of who, of where our spouse comes from, but we are looking at our heavenly home, how we are going to do the will of God. Also, personality differences. You know, the psychologists have come up with four different personalities, four different temperaments. The melancholic, who is always moody, who is always the perfectionist, or the sanguine, who is always fun-looking, just feeling like talking, although undisciplined in so many areas, but just want to be the center of attraction, either at home or anywhere. And in that way, you know, even ridiculing people to make people laugh. That's another personality. Another personality is the choleric, who wants to be in charge, who wants to say, I will do it, and you have to do it. Who is like a born leader, but is not caring about the feeling of any other person around him. He just wants to achieve what he wants to achieve. That's another personality. Another personality is the phlegmatic, who always sits on the fence. Anything you do is just okay. Is that the way you want us to do it? It's just okay with me. You know, that's another personality. That will tell you that it's only God, it's only the miracle of God that can make personalities like that to come together and make them to be one flesh. And so when we are not looking unto God, we go on looking at the weaknesses of our spouse instead of looking at the one who has sent us into the life of that person and asking God to give us the grace to be able to do that he wants us to do. Another thing that can cause conflict in marriage is the differences between men and women. We are not just the same. It's still the miracle of the Lord. And that is how we will know that God is the one who is the author of marriage, because he's the one that works out everything to his own glory. He makes the male and the female to dwell together to become one flesh. Despite the fact that the way a man will think is quite different from the way the woman will think, the two of them, they will make a great union. If only the two of them will know that they cannot do anything of their own. The Bible says that without me, you can do nothing. And so the Bible wants us to go on looking unto him, the author and the finisher of our faith. Another one is the wrong use of tongue. And that's what we are really going to emphasize in our look of Moses and Zipporah. Wrong use of tongue, which is called the verbal abuse. You know, we talk so much about the physical abuse. We talk so much about the fact that, you know, the man can abuse the wife verbally. The wife also can abuse the husband verbally. Don't forget that the power of tongue, the power of life and death is in the tongue. You can either make your husband to be growing, or you can ridicule and diminish the personality of your husband. In fact, you can talk to your husband to the point that he may want to commit suicide, because there is power in the life, in your tongue. What you are speaking out, are you speaking out encouragement and power and growth into your husband, or you are cursing your husband because of the way you are using your tongue? Also, what can cause conflict in marriage is the issue of transparency. When we cannot open up completely to our husband, don't forget, and also to the wife, we have to be open. This is the way I am feeling. And that's the problem I have with us as women. Don't forget, I'm a woman also. So many times we are troubled with something, and then we want our husband to go and guess it, what is wrong with us. And then you say that, well, why are you not happy? You should know. How can he know? Because he's not God. You have to be transparent enough to tell him the way you are feeling. And sometimes you even want to tell him the way you are feeling and say that, I'm not going to say the rest because I know you are so brilliant. If it is in your work, you know what to do. And so you should be able to use the same wisdom and know what you are going to do here. He cannot know it until you say it out. And when you say it out correctly, that you will make him to be able to understand what you are saying. That is when the two of you will be naked and you will not be ashamed. Also, marital unfaithfulness is another problem in marriage. And the Bible said that it must not even be mentioned among believers. You know, believers are not expected to commit adultery. It should be mentioned among unbelievers, not among the Christians. Because don't forget that marriage is just a symbol of the relationship between Jesus and the church. The Lord is using the same symbol for man and the woman. And so anyone that goes ahead to break the sanctity of marriage is just sinning against God directly, not even against the spouse. You know, when people say, I am smart, I can do whatever I like and nobody will know. Nobody may not know, but you are not sinning against your spouse. You are sinning against your own soul. You are sinning against God. That will tell us that the law has given to us, that we must be faithful to our spouse, is for our own good. It's not that you are punishing your spouse. A lot of people, you know, we say that I'm going to keep myself away from my spouse so that I can punish him. You know, you are punishing yourself because you are sinning against your own soul. And it means that you are killing yourself. You are just eating poison by committing adultery. The Lord will give us knowledge in Jesus' name. We must have the ability to be able to listen when our spouse, and it goes in the two directions, either the wife or the husband. The two must be ready to listen. Listen and do not be aggressive in your listening. Some people, they want to listen, but they are aggressive. It's either they post like a military and say, okay, go ahead, say whatever you want to say. You are scaring that person. Don't listen and listen aggressively. Listen with the Spirit of the Lord. Listen just as the Lord will want to listen to us, to know our pain. Listen to him or her to know where he or she is hurting. The different stages in marriage can bring conflict. You know, there are different stages in marriage. You don't stay at the honeymoon where it's just superficial and say, you are the cup of my tea, you are the tea of my cup, you are the sugar, I will not sleep. As time goes on, they start to sleep without seeing you. That does not mean that it's not loving you, she's not loving you. It's just that it's a different stage. That you are living that superficial stage and you are going to something deeper. And in the next stage of honeymoon is always the temperament state that we talk about, where you start to see the weaknesses of your spouse. What you are supposed to do is to agape your spouse at that time. Just as the Lord has poured the love of God in you, the love of God is able to love your spouse without weakness. You are not going to emphasize the weakness, but you see the strong point of your spouse and you start now to pray for those weaknesses. And from the temperament stage, you go to the negative stage. You know, the negative stage is when the devil starts to amplify the negative things of our spouse. And that's where a lot of people get stuck. And they say that you are this, you are that. The Lord has revealed those things to you, not to condemn your spouse, but to be able to have prayer points to pray for your spouse. And when we are not able to handle with through communication and through the agape love that God has given, we get stuck. And from negative stage of the temperament of our spouse, we now go to misunderstanding. When we go to misunderstanding, we go to avoiding each other. When we go to avoiding each other, we go to packing away. We can be couple and then we be tenants. And we say, I will not divorce you because I'm a Christian, but yet you are living as tenants. These are the things that will cause conflict. Because at the honeymoon stage, at the temperament stage, you have not been able to really talk and get to the root of your problem, but you go on covering it up. Just like the issue of circumcision in Zipporah and Moses' home, they were covering it up. That, okay, I don't want any trouble. Zipporah, if you say there's no circumcision, that's okay with me. But I just want to let you know again, darling, that God instructed us to do this. Well, I don't know that God. Don't forget I'm a Midian. I don't know anything about this Hebrew God that is talking about circumcision. And so, get it clear, there's no circumcision in this home. If you want peace, there's no circumcision. And Moses will say, okay, mom. We will not do it if that will give you peace. That is the most dangerous thing in the home of Moses and Zipporah. It is always good to settle conflict. Don't let us cover it up. And because of this issue, the marriage continue to be in danger. Are you having that in your life, in your marriage? Is there anything that you continue to say no to your husband because you just believe that it's going to affect you, or the husband is saying the same thing? I know the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Meeting our needs could be another problem, and also children could be another reason for conflict. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we want to thank you because you are the Lord. Be thou glorified in Jesus' name. Without you, we can do nothing. Help us, Lord Jesus, to be able to obey you, to look for you, and to be able to do your will. Thank you, Lord, because we know that all the people that have been having conflicts in their marriages, you, the Lord, you will meet with them, and you will show yourself as great and mighty. Thank you, because they will see you also, and they will want to turn and to be able to satisfy you. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman with pastor and author Elizabeth Bonkley, stirring up women for Jesus Christ and empowering all women with the gospel. If you would like to purchase the book Virtuous Woman or a copy of today's show, email your request to www.gospelofpeace.org or call 651-646-1610. That's 651-646-1610. Join Pastor Elizabeth Sunday mornings at 9:30 at the Church of the Living Stone at 1010 East Highway 96 in Venice Heights, Minnesota. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman.